End of course test, listening B.
So, Ian, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm originally from Scotland, but I moved to New Zealand 3.5 years ago. Now I own a backpacker's hostel in the North Island.
Why did you decide to go abroad?
After graduating from university, I had planned to get a temporary job to save money for travelling. I worked in website design. It was very well paid, and I guess I just got comfortable. After a few years, I suddenly thought, why should I spend all day, every day, looking at a computer screen? I resigned the next day, rented out my flat, and bought a round-the-world plane ticket.
What made you decide to stay in New Zealand?
I'd travelled in South America, Africa, India, Southeast Asia, and Australia, and they were all fantastic. But when I got to New Zealand, it just felt like home. I loved the outdoor lifestyle, the sunshine, the beaches. It's safe to swim in the sea. No sharks or anything. I go surfing every day.
When did you have your business idea?
It was getting near to the end of my year off. I couldn't believe I'd have to go back to my office job in the UK. Then a friend of mine here called Lucas suggested we try to set up a hostel. Now we're business partners. The dream became a reality.
Could you describe the hostel?
Sure. We found a great location near the beach, bought the land, then built the hostel. We were both backpackers, so when we designed it, we thought carefully about what we need when we travel. The hostel has great facilities, a big kitchen, games room, and plenty of outdoor spaces for relaxing. We rent out sports equipment, and we have a local wildlife expert who does guided walks. The guests love it. The only problem is that most of them feel so at home here they don't want to leave. The hostel is for travellers, so we have to limit anyone's stay to 14 days.
Do you have any regrets about moving to New Zealand?
None at all. It's difficult sometimes with my family being so far away, but my parents are going to live here when they retire, and my brother visits every year. I don't earn as much money as I did, but I don't need it. I feel alive and happy. I'm not watching the office clock waiting for the weekend.